who have stayed not here. And then there are people in the gallery virtual that have had their hands up and haven't been able to speak.
Okay, well, Suzanne, I don't know if they're registered. We have to find that they're registered to talk.
Okay, well, can you hear me, Oral and Serena?
I can hear you, but I'm just wondering, I mean, Serena's saying something, but I want to just double check to make sure that, because I know that the policy is that you can talk in a gallery session once you're registered. So I'm wondering, is Susan Peters registered to talk in a gallery session? She has her hand up for a long time.
I will double check, but I do not think so. I do not think she registered.
Okay, Serena, so I'm not sure what we're going to do here, okay?
Okay, it's just that in the comments, there was just a suggestion to contact the board.
Hold on. She did. Hold on. She did. She registered today. So the other people registered yesterday, you know, a little bit late. So it's up to the board what you want to do.
What time did she register?
From what I can tell, 12:15 p.m. today.
Well, that's pretty, I mean, it's not like right away. She had some time, so I would say give her an opportunity to talk.
I agree.
I'd like Jeremy to finish his report, and then we can allow the other person to speak. Let's move on.
You got it.
Okay, open meetings law. So 72 hours in advance. Some of you have been around long enough, knew that I would tell you, I need that in a week in advance, right? So I don't need it. Look, lately we've been publishing it a day before. We can't keep doing that, right? You know, whether it's me dropping the ball or somebody else. Going forward, 72 hours in advance, you need to get us to us before that because, you know, if Chris is out, then everything falls on me. Sometimes there's technical issues. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, sometimes team site goes down. They tell us they're doing maintenance, whatever. It's just, remember, with technology, you forget to cross one little T, one little dot, one little I, it throws everything off. So I need it more like 4 days. 72 hours is 3 days. I need more like 4 or 5 days in advance. I know sometimes people excel in that. So it's a state law. Somebody asked me, what's the requirement? It's a state law. It's the open meetings law. Any questions about that? We can talk after the meeting. But that's I think, it enough for me now. Is that okay? All right, we can move on back to the gallery?
Yes.
Yeah, we can move back to the gallery, but I think that Naomi made a good point about having someone, especially if you're going to go online, to register a little bit more in advance, because it gives Jeremy an opportunity to put this schedule together and who needs to talk. I think 12 o'clock today is like borderline. I'm not sure if you should get it done by at least 9 o'clock in the morning, because 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, Jeremy's probably still getting things together to get ready to talk. But let it talk right now. But maybe we need to set up something like that.
Orville, I'm thinking, can I just say one thing? And this is, I just want to piggyback off of what Jeremy is saying in terms of regulations and the way we operate. The goal is, I think, to have the board operate more efficiently. So that things like this don't happen, so that we do not forget people that want to speak, or we don't include people that want to speak. So I think we just have to make an effort to be more efficient in the way we run our board.
Understood. Okay. Who's it? Suzanne Peters?
Yes, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, go ahead. 2 minutes, 30-second warning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for letting me to speak. I want to say a little bit more about the Jumbo 5G towers, because I've been going to community boards because my community board is affected. And One of the things that's very obvious about going to the boards when the city and the telecoms are giving presentations is that they are not giving the community information. They really don't. They don't give any descriptions of what is the power that's going to be coming out of these 32-foot jumbo towers. That are going to be, they're going to be near people where people live. But they don't, okay. It's up to us.
It's up to us.
The citizens of this city to find out what's going on. Because our city government is not going to protect, especially our health. There are thousands and thousands of pages of science papers that show that this radiation, 5G, is going to hurt us. And they're not talking about that, the city. They're just saying, oh, it's going to be convenient, and it'll, you know, do this, and it'll do that, and it'll be all great. But they don't give us any information. So I just want to say, you need to educate. You need a
30 seconds.
Great, thank you. You need people in your community that will delve into this and educate the community, because the city will not. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I saw Cynthia's hand up.